I'm going to begin by saying this important principle that we need to hold on as followers of Christ. Faith is not meant to be private. Again, I'm going to say this again. Faith is never meant to be private. It is meant to be shared. In other words, this personal faith that God gave us through the salvation must lead to public action. Unfortunately, most people are happy to let others believe what they want to believe as long as they do not talk about it too much in public. There is some kind of an unspoken understanding that once religious affairs are private, and no one else has the right to meddle in them. This intense privatization of faith is unholy Christian. In fact, the Bible that we believe is totally against that. Because the Bible that we believe affirms that while personal faith is required for salvation, the very personal faith that God demands of us is not private faith at all. Jim Wallace says, and I quote, "Faith is personal but never private." It's so sad that there are a lot of opportunities for us to engage in sharing our faith, and we miss those opportunities because we thought that faith is a private thing. Can you imagine that you may be the only person that God will send to minister to that one, and then you lose that opportunity because you thought that faith is private? Faith has never been a private thing. In fact, it's totally the other way around, because Jesus sent out his followers to share the message to the ends of the earth. Every follower of Jesus is a missionary. We are ascending people. We are all called to engage with the world around us, to seek an encounter between our beliefs and a world of desperate need. This call for evangelism is not just a pastor or a missionary thing. We are all called to move outside of our comfort zone, to share faith. And we cannot keep the greatness of God to ourselves. Can you imagine if you have a good news to share in your own personal life, you will keep that to yourself? Did you keep to yourself when you had your baby or when you got married? When I got married and when I got engaged with Judy, I told the whole world. When I got Christine and Elaine, I told the whole world. When good things happen to our lives, are we keeping that to ourselves? No. And for that matter, when we have that relationship with God, through the saving grace of Jesus, are we keeping that to ourselves? If we truly know God, if we truly have a love relationship with Christ, then we are excited to tell that story. That's why there is a hymn, love to tell the story. Whether through words or through actions or through our way of life, we are called to reflect His glory to the world. The Bible is filled with testimonies of God's mighty works. Creation itself declares His glory in Psalm 19. Every miracle, every answered prayer, and every act of grace speaks of God's greatness. As believers, we must recognize and share these works with others, declaring God's glory means pointing people to what God has done. Declaring God's glory means here pointing people to what God is continued to do now. Declaring God's glory means pointing people to what God will do in the future. Take that for a second and try to have that digest in our thoughts and in our hearts this morning. Because I think we're missing some of the points here. If we say that our faith is private, then we're going to lose our impact and the power that is in us if we keep our faith private. If we can say, oh, pastor, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm trying my best to be as Christian as possible. I'm hooking myself with televangelists. But the Bible that we believe called us to go out, called us to share and declare God's glory. And what is interesting here, if you notice on verse 3 of 96, he called us to declare the glory and marvels of God, not only within the confines of our neighborhood, not only within Kittrell, not only within our community, but also what? What did he says there? Among all nations. Did it say nation? It says nations. That signifies every corner of the earth. Wherever God brings you, whatever God planted you or transplanted you, the mandate here is to share it to anyone. And this is very important thing for us to know, because what the psalmist is telling us here is that this mandate of witnessing for others is that you're going to be used by God to break down the walls of your comfort zone and go and transcend the barriers of language and cultures and perspective. It doesn't matter whatever political parties they may be in or whatever they believe. It is the universality of this invitation. The glory of God is not limited to your preference or to your likeness or to your wants or to your particular group of people, but rather this invitation and this mandate is meant to be shared far and wide. In fact, the Hebrew word for declare here presents an active expression of faith. It's not a passive word. The word declare here means a call to action for God's goodness, to share your story to others. Because how God has changed you, you must also share the good news to others so that their lives can be changed as well. Amen? Because our testimonies, they have power. Do you know that your testimony have power? Your testimony to someone? Your personal testimony is one of the most effective ways to declare the glory of God. People may argue with you about your political perspective or who you vote or who you did not vote or what your position on certain issue or what theology is. But they will never argue about a transformed life. When we share how God has transformed you and me, when God changed your life for the better, it has an undeniable evidence of God's power in your life. Our stories have power to inspire and to encourage others as you witness the goodness of God in your neighbors, in your families, in your communities. A life that reflects God's characters in you speaks louder than words. There's a saying that no matter how you preach, that ain't matter. But if you visit them, if you love them, if you care for them, that matters. Amen? Same true with all of us. Your actions speak louder than words. Our testimony has the power. And the act of declaring then becomes a two-way street. It not only glorifies God, but also creates an opportunities for others to experience God's love and grace to others. So here's the question for us, church, on this Miracle Sunday. How often do I share God's greatness with others? How often or when was the last time you share your powerful story to someone? Or what stops you from declaring God's glory boldly in your life today? In what ways you can use your personal testimony to point others to Christ? Do my actions reflect God's glory as much as my words do? How can I take one step this week to share God's greatness with someone new? I tell you, friends, you may be the only person that God will use this week to be God's instrument in sharing Jesus. And if you miss that opportunity, heaven knows what will be the implication of that. God has called us to declare his glory among the nations from the words of Psalmist this morning. And this is not just a thing that pastors or missionaries do. It is for every believer. And if we have experienced God's goodness, must we not share it? The world is in desperate need of hope. This community is in desperate need of hope. We're just talking this among pastors on how this community is so much beset with so many addictions, broken relationships, and all these kind of challenges. Must we remain silent? Must we see our faith to be a privatized thing? Or shall we commit to a living and vibrant faith that calls us to boldly share in a way that glorifies God? Friends, this morning on this Miracle Sunday, we'll have an opportunity to yet to put another faith into action. This is not just about writing a check. This is not just about saying, okay, I've done this part, and I click my box and said, I've done it. It is really an invitation for us to assess ourselves as to where our faith is now. And asking God for boldness to be witnesses. To be witnesses. Because we have the power to do that. The Holy Spirit is with us. Next week, we're going to be celebrating our Pentecost Sunday. The Holy Spirit is with us. All we have to do is to claim it. As we prepare ourselves for this Miracle Sunday offering, I invite us all to pull out an insert. Just like what we did at Bethel this morning, I'm going to say a few words on this. Words like faith and grace and joy and hope and love and bold and miracle. I will never stand up here before you if not because of the theological education that I received from God through the United Methodist Church. As we make this extra mile this morning on top of our tithes and offering, you are invited to respond to this invitation. I said this in previous occasion that this is not something that has to be done now. If you feel that you want to do it later, it's okay. This is not being forced. It's an invitation that God is extending to us through his church. As we invite our ushers to come forward, I want you to be in prayer on this. If you will respond today, you're invited to write down your name on the card so that your giving will be acknowledged. And as what Miss Darlene said, we will make this announcement next Sunday as to how much God given to us through Plank Chapel. And there will be a collective announcements throughout the week of After this week, maybe we can announce how much the whole district raised. And at the annual conference, we will also hear the collective input of the churches from the North Carolina Conference. Church, our faith has never been a private thing. So as we invite our ushers to come forward, may we express our faith into action by generously responding to his invitation to give for the Miracle Sunday offering. And as this being passed, we're going to be praying. Let's pray for all this amazing movement of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for revealing your glory through your mighty works. You are great, O God, and your name is worthy to be praised. Lord, forgive us for keeping your goodness to ourselves. Forgive us, Father God, that we are missing some opportunities for us to share our faith to others. Give us the boldness to declare your glory among the nation. Let our lives and words point others to you. Help us to overcome our fear and our hesitation. Fill us with passion for the lost. And may our testimonies be a light in the darkness. Open doors for us to share your truth. And use us to bring others into your kingdom. Thank you, God, for those that have responded and yet to respond on this Miracle Sunday. As we join with more than 30,000 United Methodist congregations across the world in affirming our faith that is rooted in love, loving boldly, serving joyfully, and leading courageously. Thank you, God, for the privilege of making your name known. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.